Hey, Zippy, you in charge here?
What the hell are you?
We're the three wise men. Who do you think we are?
I don't know. For a minute, I thought maybe the Jacksons got back together.
Look, Pally, we just finished a Christmas pageant. We got to get back to Brooklyn, so I need three tickets on your next flight to LaGuardia.
Oh, no, sorry. That flight's booked solid.
No, no, see, you're not following me here, Cupcake. We're tired, we're hungry. Benny's costume's starting to reek.
You're no bottle of rose water yourself. But like I said, we're booked.
All right, look, maybe we got off on the wrong foot. Right, that happens, so I'll tell you what, Twinkle Toes. Perhaps you could recheck your reservation, see if maybe three of your passengers might have booked the wrong flight. You know what I'm saying.
Now, just hold on here. Are you actually offering me a $20 bribe to screw three people out of getting home for the holidays? Oh, you know, for a wise man, you're not very wise. Getting wiser. Wiser? Cupcake, you're a genius.
Well, that's it. My last flight. Our Christmas has officially started.
I'm so excited. You know, this is our first Christmas since we got engaged. We're going to roast chestnuts.
And make love by the fire.
We're going to hang stockings.
And make love by the fire.
We're going to open presents.
And two of those presents are going to help us make love by the fire.
Let's go.
Hi, Faye.
Okay. Yeah, you two aren't leaving now. You missed my Christmas party.
Oh, well, Faye, you know how much we do love your Christmas party, but Joe and I have to go home and,
Stuff the turkey.
But I've been planning this all week. I even made my lemon bars that everyone loves so much.
Oh, she made her lemon bars that everybody loves so much.
Do you say no to those lemon bars?
You don't.
Hey, Joe. Listen, you mind if I take off early for, you know, Christmas?
Well, hey, well, it's fine with me, but...
No, you can't. You'll miss my party. I made my lemon bars.
God, why? Oh, my.
Look, Faye, you're not going to skitz out about this party like you did last year, are you?
Yes, you know, it's not going to be much of a holiday if we have to sedate you again.
I'm trying to bring a little Christmas cheer to those closest and dearest to me. Is that skitzing out? Well, I just need 10 minutes to get ready. I think this is going to be the best party ever.
Merry Christmas, Brian.
Merry Christmas, Brian. Merry Christmas, Brian.
Why does everybody keep saying that? It's just one day. God was born. Move on. You know?
Come on, Brian. We know that you're upset because you have to spend the holidays alone, but don't take it out on us.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, by the way, we were not amused by where you moved the carrot on our snowman. That was supposed to be his nose.
I thought you were depressed before. Get this. We got to stay here for Faye's Christmas party. And she made her lemon bars.
Oh, good timing. Just finished burping up the ones from last year. Hey, Joey, Helen, you know what would make them feel really great? As if I had someone to spend Christmas with.
Oh, honey, why didn't you say so before? Roy, Brian wants to spend Christmas with you.
Tough. I got big plans. I'm taking Mom to St. Louis to the Bowling Hall of Fame. I just hope 4 days is enough.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Hey, Antonio, huh? You don't have any sort of life. You wanna spend Christmas together?
Oh, sorry, pal. No, not this year. This year, I'm spending Christmas with my new girlfriend, Phoebe.
Wait a minute. You have a girlfriend?
Yes, I have a girlfriend. Put your eyes back in their sockets. What am I, the village eunuch?
No, not this year. Brian is.
Well, I just wanted to stop by and wish everybody Merry Christmas. So I'm meeting Phoebe in an hour, and we're going to have sex, if you know what I mean.
Hi. I'll have my usual, please. Black coffee and a jelly donut.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm out of the jelly donuts.
But you know I have one every afternoon. Every afternoon, and exactly this time, I come down and say, hi, I'll have my usual, please. Black coffee and a jelly donut.
I'm sorry. I sold the last one to him.
I'm starving. I've been having a lot of sex.
But how could you do this to me? Didn't you tell him, hey, wait a minute, you can't have that donut? That's Bob's donut.
No, I didn't say that. But I tell you what, why don't I get a plain donut and put some jelly on it, and we can call that Bob's donut.
Are you mocking me?
No, I'm just trying to help. I'll tell you what, I'll go check in the kitchen. Maybe there's a jelly donut I forgot about.
Really? Hey, that'd be great. And remember, if there is and somebody else wants it, you just say, no, that's Bob's donut. Send it on up.
You bet I will.
Whoa. What a nutcase. Who is that guy?
He's the air traffic controller.
Well, what happened to Walter?
Walter's recovering from eye surgery. So comforting to know that the guy landing our planes had double vision.
Well, I couldn't find a jelly donut, but I found a chocolate one. Who knows? Maybe this could be Bob's donut.
Well, I'm going upstairs anyway. I'll take it up to him.
Thanks.
Look at this. A Christmas card from Gail. Sent myself a Christmas card this year. Didn't get it. How pathetic is that?
So, that's a Christmas card from Gail, as in your ex-girlfriend, Gail?
Yeah, you want to read it?
Oh, no, I don't need to read it. I'm not insecure. Okay, I'll read it. Blah, 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 blah. Happy holidays. Thinking of you. Love, Gail. Okay, what is this?
Oh, come on, Helen. It's no big deal. It's just a Christmas card.
Oh, you poor, naive man. Let me translate. Happy holidays. Thinking of you. Love, Gail. Means dump the blonde. I want you back.
Look, you are 100% wrong. I never even would have gotten this card if I hadn't sent her one first.
You sent her one first?
So, what are we doing for Christmas?
Helen!
Oh, thank God you're here. You have to fly me to Boston.
Ha. You know, the beauty of living in a democracy is I really don't.
Yes, you do. I'm on my way to this very exclusive Christmas party.
Oh, really? How'd you get invited?
Well, I happen to know a lot of very important people. My former cleaning lady works for the Kennedys, and she says if I get there by 9, she can sneak me through the doggy door.
You know something? That's the most desperate and pathetic thing I've ever heard. Except for this. Please let me crawl along as your date.
Okay, but after we slip out of the dumbwaiter and into the party, don't do anything to embarrass me.
Excuse me.
Okay. I'm being silly. I don't want to do anything to mess up our Christmas.
Excuse me. You all know Bob. The man who's pointing his gun in my back. Apparently, Bob, not a chocolate lover.
Okay. Now nobody moves, or the guy who ate Bob's donut gets it.
Bob, don't do anything crazy. Now put the gun down.
Please don't kill me. For the first time in my life, I actually have something to live for.
Shut up. Okay. Now, nobody comes near me, or I shoot him. And nobody leaves the building, or I shoot him. And nobody comes in, or...
Yes, we know. You'll shoot him. We're not idiots.
Bob, come on. Why are you doing this? What do you want?
I want my jelly donut.
We don't make deals.
Excuse me, I know you just said you wanted a donut, but I'd be happy to give you one of my lemon bars.
Faye, what are you trying to do? Get us all killed?
What is
is going on? He says we can't take off because the dork in the control tower won't give us clearance.
I am now officially a dead man.
Hey, Bob, what the hell are you doing down here? I have to take off. Jump, jump!
He has got a gun on Antonio. He says he's going to shoot him if he doesn't get a jelly donut.
Well, that's a no-brainer. I mean, get him a donut.
They don't have any jelly donuts in this Mickey Mouse airport.
Hey, can you watch what you say about this airport, mister?
Well, why don't you just take the gun and shoot me yourself?
You know, I don't ask for much.
He really doesn't ask for much.
My life is crap.
Total crap.
I can't hold a job. My marriage is falling apart, and the only thing that I have to look forward to in my crummy little existence is my daily jelly donut.
Just one donut.
So you better get one and send it up quick.
Quick like a bunny.
And remember that I can see everything from that tower. So if you are thinking of sneaking out or calling the cops, don't. Or I can guarantee you that your friend here will not have a very Merry Christmas. Come on, quick, come on. Come in here. Shut the door.
Gosh, I don't believe this. What are we gonna do?
Oh, poor Antonio. Are you sure you don't have another donut?
I'm gonna go ahead and say this one more time. I don't have a jelly donut.
Okay. I call the cops. What? Are you crazy? He told us not to.
He told us not to. He told us not to.
Okay, that's good. The police will be here any second.
Oh, not exactly.
What do you mean?
Well, I could only reach Claudia at the switchboard. Everybody else is out at a Christmas party, so she's rounding them up. It's going to take a little while.
Oh, great. Right now, Mom is sitting outside that home in a lawn chair with her ball in her shoes. If I don't get there soon, she'll just start bowling.
Oh, my God.
What?
I just realized I don't have enough lemon bars for the police.
It's all right, Faye. They already have their own weapons.
Come on, don't pick on her.
No! It's yours. You're the one who sold Bob's donut.
You believe that?
Hey, come on, Antonio took the donut. It's not his fault.
People! Let's calm the chatter. We got a situation here.
You broke my clock. Gail gave me that clock.
Joe, Antonio's life is hanging in the balance, and you're worried about a clock? If you weren't my boss, I'd spank you. All right. These are the blueprints for the airport. Now, the tower is here. We're over here. Now, I'm going to throw a grappling hook up here so I can drop down on him here.
Mather, you boob. Those plans are upside down.
Okay, everything I just said, flip it.
Okay.
Now then, here's your assignments. Faye, call Bob's wife. There's a phone number. Helen, cookbook, jelly donut recipe, page 79, make one. Joe, make some coffee. It's going to be a long night. Brian, change that sweater. It doesn't match the ensemble. Roy, you keep the passengers calm.
How?
Damn it, man, use your imagination. Tell them jokes. Play games. Break them up into guys and girls and sing Summer Lovin' from Greece. Casey, just in case I don't make it back.
What, are you nervous? I mean, you are sweating a lot.
Of course, I'm nervous. You're pointing a gun at me.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not just regular sweating. What you got there is problem perspiration.
What am I supposed to do?
Stop it.
It's not so easy.
Stop it.
I can't.
Your perspiring makes me nervous. When I'm nervous, my hand shakes.
I can't stop perspiring because when your hand shakes, it makes me nervous.
You just stop sweating.
You stop shaking. All right.
All right. I hate that we're fighting. You know, my wife and I fight all the time.
All couples fight.
Yeah, but we're drifting apart.
All couples drift.
She's having an affair.
Nice shoes.
Really? You like them? I got these when I lived in Chicago. I used to work at O'Hare, the busiest airport in the world, the big time, the show.
Why did you leave?
And my boss said that I couldn't handle the pressure anymore, that I was unstable. Can you imagine that? Me, unstable.
Look, Bob, I know things may seem bad now, but one way to look at it is when things can't get any worse, they can only get better.
You think?
Sure.
Wow, I like that. You know, maybe I have been overreacting a little bit. I mean, after all, it's just a donut.
That's all. It's just a donut. Oh, my God!
What's wrong?
Oh, it's no big deal. There's a scratch on your shoe.
Damn, just when things were going so well. Yeah, you know, they are scratched. But I'm not gonna let it spoil my mood. I think I've turned a corner here. Things are looking up. You know, you're gonna have to calm down, Antonio. I used to be nervous like you. Who is it?
The jelly donut is ready. Bob's jelly donut.
You see that? Things are looking up. Come on, buddy. Let's eat.
Okay, they're coming down.
All right.
Helen, come on, where are you with that donut? They're coming down.
Okay, here it is. I'm Phoebe. Someone just called me and told me to get down here right away.
Phoebe Antonio's girlfriend?
How do you know that? Look, someone named Faye said it was an emergency. Faye, why'd you call Antonio's girlfriend?
I didn't. I called Bob's wife.
Here we come. We're coming for Bob's donut.
Phoebe. Hey, how do you know Phoebe?
I had no idea that Phoebe was your wife. I swear, I didn't even know she was married.
He's right, Bob. I didn't tell him.
Believe me, if I had known, I never would have gone near her. Not that she isn't a lovely girl. You really are one lucky guy.
Oh, yeah. My wife is making it with a cab driver. How lucky can you get?
I only did it because he paid attention to me. And he was a good lover, too.
She's lying. She's lying. I'm clumsy. I'm inexperienced. I don't even know where everything is.
Okay, that's it. I'm through talking now.
No, no, Bob. Come on. Don't do anything crazy.
I am not going to do anything crazy. I'm simply going to shoot the guy who's been sleeping with my wife.
Okay. Bob, you need to relax. I know why you're upset. You haven't had your delicious homemade jelly donut. Let me get it.
What?
That was Bob's donut.
Well, how was I supposed to know? I didn't see his freaking name on it.
This is just great. My day started out lousy. It's gonna end lousy just like my whole life. You said it couldn't get any worse. You lied. Things are very worse, but not as bad as it's gonna be for you.
Bob, listen, Bob, come on. It's Christmas. We're all under a lot of stress.
Oh, yeah.
You are not the only one in the world with problems. We all have problems.
Yeah? Not like me, buddy. Nobody's got problems like me.
Oh, Bob, don't give me that. Look at her. For years, she's been throwing this miserable Christmas party, and she serves these disgusting lemon bars. And the worst part of it is she actually believes that we like them. What planet is she from? And what about this guy here? Huh? He is so alone, he's sending himself Christmas cards. Depressing? We're thinking about taking away his belt and his shoelaces. And what about about him? What about him? A middle-aged man who's going to spend Christmas at the Bowling Hall of Fame with his mother. You don't even want to look under that rock. That brings us to this lovely lady right here. A woman with no job, no husband. She's all dressed up to fly off to Boston so some cleaning lady can sneak her into a party through a doggy door. What is that? And that leads us to the sister, my fiance, a woman so insecure and neurotic that she is willing to ruin our first Christmas together because I got a lousy Christmas card from my ex-girlfriend. That's normal. Uh-huh. So, Bob, what I'm trying to say is, you know, your life really, really isn't that bad. You want to know the truth? You got more going for you than all of them. So, come on, what do you say? All right, give me the gun.
Please, Bob, give him the gun.
What are you looking at me like that for? I got the gun!
Freeze, please, freeze!
Hey, no. Come on, everybody, tell him I'm not the guy. Hey. Oh, come on! Please, come on, tell him!